Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Munkenass St. Louis Honda and Mitsubishi Sports on a Sunday morning.
Munkenass pre-owned on South Limburg.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
I'm Mike Kelly. It's 15 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. Coming up in our next segment, we'll visit with the Cardinals Hall of Famer, Red Sox Vice President and ARF co-founder, Tony La Russa. He'll tell you about an event coming up, Wine and Whiskers, on April the 3rd. The Blues pick up a win last night, as we told you, at Enterprise Center. St. Louis wins as they knock off Tampa Bay by the score 4-3. It's a pleasure to bring into the conversation the head coach, the interim coach of the Blues, Craig Berube. Hey, thank you for taking time. I really appreciate it, and welcome to KMOX.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, just a thought on how your team approached last night, the energy that they played with, and the result that they got.
Yeah, I think obviously when you're playing the best team, the best record in the league anyhow, they're a real good team. And, I think our guys got a good taste of that up in Tampa earlier on. We played them. We won in overtime, 1-0. It was a very competitive game, a good game. So going into the game, we weren't going to be surprised by how these guys are going to compete and play. And we got off to a real good start in the first period, which is key.
Mm-hmm.
Because, this team is so dynamic and, they can score better than any team in the league. So it was real important that we got off to a good start in that game. I thought our guys were, focused and composed in the first period, and it was a big key to the win.
3 goals in 75 seconds as you take the 3-0 lead, go on to win 4-3. How about that goal by Braden Schenn? Was that terrific or what?
Yeah, it was a hell of a play. I mean, I thought that Barbashev did a real good job on the forecheck and forced that turnover, and Tarasenko, with the shot. But then, going to the net, and he made a real individual play on the goal. But, the key was getting to the net and getting that rebound.
You've won 3 consecutive games and now pull within 2 points of second place Nashville in the Central Division. Craig, as you took over as the interim coach, kind of give us an idea as you tried to prioritize things that needed to take place. Give me a couple items that were at the top of your list.
Well, I think first and foremost, I felt we weren't a team on the ice. We didn't play like a team on the ice. That's not saying that guys, weren't liking each other or getting along, but I didn't find or have a feel that on game in and game out on the ice that people were in their roles, knew their jobs, and we weren't doing it together on the ice. So when we took over, that was a big priority. That was the biggest priority. Because
mm-hmm.
if you go in game in and game out and you're not playing for each other and doing all the little things that are needed, it's hard to win in this league. Every team is competitive. Every team is pretty good. I mean, you can see it comes down every year to the end of the year who's getting in the playoffs and who's not, because that's how close all the teams are. So any little individual edge you can get is very important. And I thought that was the biggest thing missing with this hockey club, was just playing for each other on the ice.
How did you get them to be able to accept that and also put things together moving forward in that regard?
A lot of meetings. I think, we just really harped upon it. And, we changed some stuff on the ice, too, that made us mm-hmm. a tighter hockey club, I guess you could say, with how we were going to play. I think that more direct and more predictable. I found that we were a little unpredictable and not sure what what each individual was going to do on the ice. So we made it where it was more predictable on the ice. So this is where you go on this play and, such. So I think just a lot of that and just a lot of meetings and video and talking and just really, the coaching staff really did a good job, and our assistant coaches do a great job of just, being leaders, and we're just being leaders and, mm-hmm. and trying to instill confidence in this group and then team play.
How much of it, Craig, was, and what you've spoke of not playing together, was a matter of guys just becoming more cohesive from a chemistry standpoint and understanding, when you've got new guys coming in, what their tendencies are on the ice?
Well, that's a big part of it, too. And with new guys coming in, everybody, I think, was a little unsure where they fit in. And, you know, that was our job as a coach and staff to put people in their place, and this is where you belong, and this is where you're going to play. And that's basically it, you know. So that, I think, was a big part of it, too. A
couple more minutes with Blues interim head coach Craig Berube. How good has Bennington been, in your opinion?
Yeah, he's been outstanding. You know, I think that there's always room for improvement, just like everybody. But, you know, the one thing I really noticed with him down the stretch here a little bit more is he rode his wave for a long time and did a great job and was very composed. And, you know, now it's a little bit different. He's in a little bit different situation. You know, more expectations are upon him now. But what I like about him is his battle and his compete level right now. So things always aren't going exactly perfect for him, but he battles through it, and he's finding ways to win games.
At the age of 19, how much has Robert Thomas developed this season as you've watched him play?
Oh, a lot, yeah. He, you know, I think it was a lot for him early on. When you come out of junior hockey, and he had some injuries in the summer, so he didn't get the training that he quite needed. But, you know, it's a fast league and it's a hard league. Mm-hmm. And big adjustment for a kid coming out of junior. All it is for all the kids coming out of junior. But he's a very smart player. And he's done a great job of, you know, getting better and better as the year went along. And now he's, you know, one of our guys. Like, you know, we use him in all situations, and you know, he's really come around as a player.
Have you and Doug Armstrong had any conversations related to anything beyond this season in your role with the Blues?
No, we just, you know, we focus on this year and you know, doing our job this year, and which we should. I mean, you know, we're all trying to improve and get the team better, and we have, and there's still room for improvement, and we've got to keep building and getting better, and I think we are, and we're going in the right direction. So that's what we focus on, and that's what we should focus on.
In what areas does this team need to continue to improve?
Well, just like any team, there's always areas you can improve on. I mean, and, you know, going into getting, you know, closer to the playoffs, mm-hmm. your game has to be at the top of its, at the top level when you're there. So it's just more, for me and the coaching staff, it's just consistency of how we need to play. So we have a, you know, our mindset is how we need to play this type of a game, but I find that we don't consistently do it enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to do it for 60 minutes every game. That's our, and when we get to that level, you'll be a really good team.
Give me a snapshot on Vegas tomorrow night.
Yeah, Vegas is a real good club. They made some key acquisitions down the stretch here with Stone. He's a real good player and really solidifies a second line for him with scoring. And so they have two lines that can put the puck in the net. They obviously, with Fleury in that, he hasn't been playing lately. He's been injured. But, you know, he's one of the top goalies in the league and gives them a chance to win every night. And they just play a real good brand of hockey. Like, they're aggressive and they – come at you, and they come at you hard, and it's a hard game. And now with that, you know, two lines that can put the puck in it, they're dangerous.
Craig, you've done a terrific job. Finish it off strong, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Right.
I sincerely appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, take care. That is the Blues interim head coach, Craig Berube. I'm Mike Kelly. We are off and running on Sports on a Sunday. It's 24 after 10 o'clock. When we return, Tony La Russa on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.